So thank you all for coming. This is Securing Your Software Supply Chain, One Open Source Project at a Time. Oh, hey. My name is Lori LaRusso. That's a picture of me and my kiddo. I am the Open Source Program Manager at JFrog. I don't know if you guys have heard of us. I'm sure you have. And I'm also the Marketing Outreach Committee Chair of the Continuous Delivery Foundation. Feel free to find me on Twitter or on LinkedIn.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. My name is Fatih Ermenci, and I work at the Linux Foundation as an executive director of the Continuous Delivery Foundation. And that's my photo with my son, because she put her daughter, so I had to put my son. So thanks again for being here.
Okay, so I know you guys are hardcore Java developers, and so I'm surprised that you're in this room, and I appreciate you for staying for our talk. So why is supply chain security important? So let's just do the math real quick. So 99% of all software is developed with open source components. And of that, at least 85% of enterprise products are created using open source components. So any sort of work we do to secure the supply chain is going to have a tremendous impact, not only on your own projects, but on the enterprise in general. So I have a quick question for you. Oh, no, I don't. Just kidding. So what happens when you change slides first thing? So supply chain security, right? Like the shift left has happened. You guys are all like working on securing your code before you go to production. Everything is good to go, right? Maybe or maybe not. So now I've got my question. So how many of you know what percentage of increase in software supply chain security attacks happened in the last year? Anyone, throw out a number. How much? 650 was in 2021, 2022 number. So we're already at 650. Anybody? Anybody? Okay. 742%. There was a 742% increase in software supply chain attacks in 2022. That's kind of a big deal, right? That's kind of something that we should all sort of look at and say, what can I do to help decrease this number and make sure that my projects are running smooth, my work is running smooth, I'm efficient? So when we do the numbers, there's a 99% of software has open source components. 85% of enterprise software is built using open